You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football is live from London all week. We feel so lucky to be here. That is Piccadilly Circus, which is one of my favorite announcements to hear on the tube. Piccadilly Circus. Yeah. It's such a great, I love that. I want that job. It's busy. It's happening. There's big screens. It feels a lot like Times Square, but it's not. It's Piccadilly Circus. That is Westminster Abbey. And this is right here. We're sitting on top of the water. It's stunning. We've been all over town. We've walked. We've been stuck in traffic. It's awesome. And it's only the beginning. It's Monday, September 26th. I'm Jamie Erdahl, it's Kyle Brandt. This is a pair of Super Bowl champions to my left. We bring out the best for the International Series. Jason McCourty, who's always with us, of course. Peter Schrager is en route to London right now. But Giants legend, London's own OC Umanyara has joined us. And look at this fantastic tweet that we got. Now that you've been on the show, OC. This is a Giants fan. He's watching, and he has the white. Giants white from OC Umanyara's tenure with the New York Giants. That is great. And you know what? He could wear that if he was going to the Giants game tonight because it's a whiteout. What do you think about the whiteout for the New York Giants on Monday Night Football?
I absolutely love it. Never got a chance to wear the whole all-white uniforms. And yeah, I kind of admire when I see them wearing that, but I never got a chance to do it, so I'm a little sad about that, but I can't wait to watch them. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being here and helping us kick off the International Series with the NFL? Is there a different buzz in the air when it happens?
No question about that. Every year, the game keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger out here. Right now, the New York Giants are playing well, so I'm happy. The Good Morning Football crew is out here in the UK. Right. I'm happy. Everything is kicking off. I'm so excited.
Your weeks get busier. Your shows, your appearances are more when the league, but you must be looking forward to that Giants-Packers game.
Oh, yeah. Cannot wait to watch that game. Woo! My main man, A-Rod, coming out here. Bust my New York Giants coming. I cannot wait to be there for that one.
We're thrilled to be here for all of it. That being said, rate Jason and Jamie's British accents that they've tried here on the
show. How great have I been?
Oh, I got to be honest with you. They have been, quite frankly, horrendous. Oh!
May I borrow the word that you used for off the show was putrid.
Putrid.
Right. That's fine. I'll take it. Still looking back on Sunday, our favorite storyline from week three. Kyle, what's up?
The Eagles.
Yeah. Mm.
We had a lot of fun with Osa earlier in the show because you're like an iconic New York Giant, and you have to sit here and be like, oh my God, the Eagles are good. I can't remember an Eagles team that's looked this good after 3 weeks, including the McNabb teams, including teams who were in the title game. And this was supposed to be maybe a bit of a record scratch. So you have that incredible night against Minnesota, and you're coming out party and everyone loves them. And then you have this trap game, if you will, against Washington and Carson Wentz is here. And they just blew them off the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was this, if there was any time that Philly slips up early in the season, it was supposed to be this. It was never competitive. At one point they were up 24-2, which is very difficult to do. And any storyline that was going to have Carson Wentz's special day and he showed them that they never, no, they should have gotten rid of him. They should have moved to Jalen Hurts. They should have drafted Jalen Hurts. They should have drafted everybody, Devontae Smith. They should have paid for AJ Brown. It's just, it was a full-down Philadelphia Eagles fever dream. Like, it was everything you ever want as an Eagles fan, of which there were many in that stadium. awesome. This to me looks like the best team in the league. Look, Buffalo's still incredible despite the loss, but just so complete. Dallas Goedert's breaking tackles. They run, they play D, and it looks like they have a superstar at quarterback. It looks awesome. Great day for the Philadelphia Eagles, the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
OC's happy that you took the Eagles so he didn't have to crown them as his storyline. What do you like, OC, from week three?
Well, I'm going to have to crown Lamar Jackson.
There you
Let's
go.
Do it. My goodness, what a fantastic football player this guy is. And what I enjoy most is the extra $30 million that this man added to his bank account in guaranteed money. Every single week, it goes up $30 million. By the end of the season, he's going to be guaranteed $540 million.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
Is a fantastic football player. This guy gets the job done. Running the football, throwing the football. They say he can't do this, he can't do that. He finds a way to make his team win every single week. Lamar Jackson, my favorite storyline, week three.
Okay. Paid,
I love it. I love it. I'm going to raise you guys. I went on Twitter earlier in the show. All everybody's been saying is, where is all the love for my Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah,
Duval County, stand up. I'm going with the Jags. Could they be this year's team that kind of comes out of nowhere? We weren't talking about them. They are winning football games, getting it done. And Trevor Lawrence looks like the quarterback when he came out of Clemson that everybody thought he could be. Peterson's there now calling the plays, running the show, and they're getting it done. They have young guys on the defensive side of the ball. Devin Lloyd, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Tyson Campbell. These guys are fired up. James Robinson said after the game, he said, we have some dogs in the locker room. Kyle, don't you just love when everybody returns?
They got that dog.
They got that dog.
That dog. It's a British bulldog here. That's what it is.
There we go. I love that. The Jags are playing some good football. Could they be the winners of the AFC South?
I don't know.
They could. Let me just add one thing on that. Is Urban Meyer the worst NFL coach of all time? I have no sympathy for him. I have none whatsoever. They were that bad, and in 1 year, now they are that good. Like, it doesn't reflect on him, and it's shocking to me how the disparity between the two teams.
I see no lies told in your statement.
I still contend how uncomfortable Trevor Lawrence looked last season in everything that how he had to operate in and out of the building. He just didn't look like himself, and now he does.
Mm-hmm.
Now
Credit to him.
Credit to him, and Doug Peterson, too.
Yeah.
So the state of Florida could have gone undefeated yesterday had Tom Brady not ruined it. That's such a weird sentence to say because the Miami Dolphins are being the Miami Dolphins, and I think it's fantastic. Mike McDaniel is on a roll. Tua Tagovailoa, whether or not he heard everything that was said about him over the last couple of years, well, he's proving everybody wrong. And I don't care what that wrong was, but man, he is doing everything right. We spend so much time in this offseason talking poorly about this team, and now they're up there. They're contenders in the AFC, not the East, the AFC. I mean, this is unbelievable. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, River Craycraft, like, he's got weapons on the offense, and he's like, he looks comfortable too. He looks more like himself. These are two college quarterbacks that we were obsessed with when they were coming out of school. They didn't look like themselves when they started, but now they really do.
Yes, they do.
Now they really do.
In honor of our show being in London this week, we're putting a UK spin on some of our signature GMFB segments. So right now, it is time for our noggin scratchers. You know, the moments in the game that make you scratch your noggin and say, pardon me? So right now, let's get straight to ours. OC, what do you have? What made you scratch that noggin yesterday when you were watching?
You can do it, OC.
Say the pardon me again.
Pardon me. Hold on.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to go with the Kansas City Chiefs, electing to go with the fake field goal and putting that ball in the hands of a backup punt. I don't even understand this. You have Patrick Mahomes. You have Travis Kelce. And you want to go for it on fourth down, you put the ball in the hands of your punter. I don't understand this decision whatsoever. Andy Reid, come on, man.
Yeah,
that was a little bit.
Fourth and 10, not the best decision. So mine is, we're about to hear more about Mac Jones's injury, and I think it's devastating what happened to him. But before that, Mac Jones jumped to the ground. And by that, I mean he was running to the left side of the sideline. Someone was on his tail. I get it. But he got out of bounds, Mac. Let me just tell you, you're out of bounds. That big white line on the side, like, you're good. You don't have to jump out to make it look wee. Wee.
He wanted that personal foul.
He's like, they hit. Like, where's the laundry?
That was awesome.
Ready? Come on, nog. That one made me scratch my noggin. And wee.
That's fantastic.
As Jason said, he jumped to the ground.
I want to keep showing that over and over, and maybe we will this week. But we have to go to something that happened in the middle of the Dolphins-Bills game, the Josh Allen versus Christian Wilkins affair. Josh Allen was flagged 15 yards. What the hell happened between these two? Because Christian Wilkins is a well-known bleepster. Like, he starts things up. There's going to be some sort of tomfoolery, and then Josh gets really mad and rips his helmet off, and he's flagged. Last year, Kristen Wilkins kept ripping Alvin Kamara's towel off until Kamara got a personal foul. If you want to Google what Kristen Wilkins did in college on the field against Ohio State, it's totally unsavory. So he's got a reputation for this, and there's a lot of accusations that he grabbed a part of Josh Allen that he should not grab. And Josh Allen was like, I'm not having that. And I think he was really mad. And then afterwards, he offered up something about alpha males versus alpha males, talking about Wilkins. It was a little strange. And I think it's not something that the Bills or Josh Allen will forget. But they kind of came unhinged. And sometimes you just cross a line, and you got to do that. So,
I play with Christian. He purposely goes into a game, how can I get underneath your skin? He achieved it right there. 15-yard penalty.
He really did.
Were they the two that helmets got stuck later in the game?
I think that was a different person with Allen, though, as well.
I was worried that it was Christian Wilkins. And I was like, oh, no, now they're just permanently. None of it was a good scene. That was a good noggin scratcher. Will Silva, please deliver us the news and nothing else like the history lessons that we have had the pleasure of learning from Kyle during the show.
You know what, Jamie? I'm not going to deliver a history lesson, but a pronunciation lesson, because I've been getting a lot of you're mispronouncing Rihanna. That is how she pronounces it. And if you go on to YouTube, you can actually do the research, multiple interviews. Rihanna. So I'm going to trust the source myself as Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Look it up, Twitter trolls. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And so, on to my leader.
Well, I just covered my bases, her queen when I had to talk about her. So,
can we have a quick conversation about this? In our pre-meeting, our producer, Mark Grillo, who isn't exactly on the cutting edge of pop culture, said Rihanna, and we all just laughed at him and mocked him. We're like, it's Rihanna, it's Rihanna. We pull up the video, and Rihanna says, it's Rihanna. So Grillo, we're apologizing. Will Selva, also one of the hippest guys around. Also, Rihanna, guys. Rihanna. Is that we're going with that as a show?
Queen Riri.
That's what I'm going
Queen
with.
Queen Riri.
Yes. Thank you, one and all. Now that we got that cleared up, I did want to say that Rihanna is going to be performing at the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show, which will be in Glendale. Now, will the AFC representatives come from Miami? I get it. It's early on, and we need to pump the brakes, but certainly they ended up making a case for themselves after their big win that we saw this past Sunday over the Bills, holding them off with under 2 minutes to go in the game. The Bills were threatening down four, but the Dolphins' defense stepping up and stopping Buffalo on four plays from the goal line. Fired up Miami safety Javon Holland spoke with our guy Cameron Wolf about their defensive performance.
Back against the wall, all you can do is fight. All you can do is fight. That's all we did, man. Back against the wall, that's all we do is fight, man. Don't ever count us out, ever. We always in a fight. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. That's what it is.
It looked like at halftime, or going into half, your quarterback, Tua, gets hurt. And there was a little bit of energy that went out the building. Can you describe what it was like to see him come back in the second half, and maybe what that did for you guys as a team?
He's a fighter, man. He's a fighter. That's what it's in us. That's our spirit, man. We fighters. We don't back down, and we bounce back. We don't never break. We bend when we never break. That's what it is.
Love the enthusiasm, the raw emotions. And the NFL is returning to Vegas in 2023 and transforming the Pro Bowl into the Pro Bowl Games presented by Verizon. This year's event will feature a week-long skills challenge and culminate in an AFC versus NFC flag football showdown with more fun for fans than ever before. For more information, check out NFL.com/Pro Bowl Games. In addition to being a three-time presenter of the year and a two-time Super Bowl champion, OC also a two-time Pro Bowler, Jamie and guys.
Put it on the list. Mm-hmm. Put it on the list. Will, thank you. You're a lifetime Pro Bowler in our book. The 2023 Pro Bowl, it's going to look a little different this year. As Will just mentioned, it's an AFC versus NFC flag football game. It'll take place on February 5th in Las Vegas. The skills competition will remain intact, along with a week of fun leading up to the game. This is awesome. I think skills competitions are hilarious because I think it provides a humility chip that we all need with some professional athletes sometimes. But little did anybody know, we have two flag football coaches at our table right now. And I nominate officially AFC versus NFC here and now to become the head coaches. There is a tactic. There is a tactic to flag football. What is it? You told us this yesterday.
If you're ever about to be tackled, just spin.
Yeah.
Because you can't stiff arm and you can't flag guard, as they call it. Yep. But especially if you're coaching 8-year-olds like me, if you spin, you're Barry Sanders. They cannot touch you.
Right.
And I'm so glad that they did this.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, listen, the level of play in the Pro Bowl had become untenable.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
It was unwatchable. They knew it. They realized it. And they said, everybody loves flag football. It'll be fun. We'll have hijinks. We'll have Peyton Manning, which is going to be great.
Awesome.
I think you could have buried your head in the sand and said, nope, tradition is tradition. You got to evolve. And yep. That's where we're at.
What do you think?
I think they've been playing flag football for the past 5 years in the Pro
exactly.
Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I'm not nonplussed about this at all. Quite frankly, the first Pro Bowl that I went to, I saw Kyle Van Den Bosch and Dwight Freeney, and they were getting after it, man. And I was like, oh my goodness, these guys are taking this game really seriously. And then you had to up the ante. But ever since then, it has just been on a downward spiral. And so going to a flag football is actually the right thing to do.
Without a doubt. I mean, if you're in the stadium at one of those games, you hear absolutely no pads hitting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting after it. Nobody wants to tackle anybody. So I think this is a great addition. Flag football. Flag football is something that's taken over. There's so many kids that are playing flag football, not only like 5 and 6, but all the way up into high school. So this allows them to watch the game and kind of see themselves out there on the field. So I'm excited to see who has some skills.
And young girls. That is a really good introduction for young women, young little girls who want to play the game of football. Flag football is growing, and now they get to watch their favorite players play. I think it's fantastic. Awesome. But you heard it here first. The spin move.
Gotta spin.
Gotta spin. You can look like Barry Sanders.
Cut it back.
And that's a fact. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Coming up, which player from week 3 is the most deserving of our game balls or match balls? We'll be handing those out next. I'm so excited about mine. I can't wait to tell you who it is.
Dolphins are some sexy fish. Huh? They're actually mammals. We know. All right. How about that?
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's chilly here, it's balmy, and no one understands that more right now than Stacey Dales, who is braving the elements in the woods of London somewhere. The Saints are on their way. The Vikings are waiting a couple days before coming to London. And you may as well be outside the airport, Stacey, because every time we talk to you, there is a plane landing. So what's up? What's the vibe around the New Orleans Saints?
Yes, well, I am with the Saints here today because they arrived today, Jamie and company, and we are at an undisclosed location, but I can tell you they are already feverishly back to work after yesterday. Just talking to a couple of folks here recently since they arrived about 2 hours ago. I mean, it's just a really disappointing performance yesterday in every spectrum for this football team. They have struggled to score in the first half of their games this season, right? Just 10 points in their first half of all 3 games combined. So something has to change out of the gate. So this is a really critical week of preparation for them. And really, it comes down to not shooting themselves in the foot. Jameis Winston, after the game yesterday, despite his 25-for-41 performance, 353. He had 2 interceptions in the football game. The Saints gave the ball away on 3 occasions. And ultimately, when you look at this team, it comes down to protecting the ball and not shooting themselves in the foot. Again, Jameis Winston said it multiple times. They've got a bunch of injuries to deal with. We are going to hear from head coach Dennis Allen here in about an hour and a half. We're We're going to talk to Mark Ingram. We're going to hear from DeMario Davis. So, again, back to work for the Saints as they try to put that chapter yesterday to bed and move forward to the Vikings this week.
Well, meanwhile, Stacey, we saw people here on the streets in London doing the gritty in anticipation of the Justin Jefferson experience showing up here in the UK. The Vikings will not arrive in London until Friday, and the Saints had that rough loss you just talked about, yep. Really a gut punch. The Vikings had an exhilarating comeback against the division rival in the Lions. While the Saints are a little down, the Vikings got to be soaring right now showing up to the UK, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to say it. I think this Vikings team, in what we saw yesterday, was critical, even at this early stage in the season, because of what happened in the week previous, Kyle and company. When you get beat the way they did against the Philadelphia Eagles, and then have to go in and face a really good Detroit Lions football team. Make no mistake about it. Everybody that I've talked to in this league, this Lions team is going to win some games that maybe some people out there didn't think they would. And in fact, talking to some folks with the Vikings here just today, in a sense, maybe got outplayed a little bit throughout the course of that game. Justin Jefferson, they maybe didn't have some answers for what the Lions were doing defensively. So they're going to tinker with that, as Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, talked about last night. But ultimately, can they put two together? When he came into the locker room last night, you guys, he used the word addictive. This is an addictive feeling, and as you guys know, in the NFL, sometimes winning is contagious just as losing is contagious. And so, can winning become a contagion for these Minnesota Vikings after a brilliant final drive? O'Connell called it resilient by Kirk Cousins. And as I alluded to in my first report, when you think about Kirk Cousins from 2016 with the Washington and his 458 passing yards, can he replicate that against this Saints defense, who was actually pretty good yesterday? And I will finish on that note. Cam Jordan really took the onus despite the struggle for this offense. He said two things. We have to get takeaways. They didn't have any against Carolina. That hurt their team in terms of, you know, getting the ball back for their offense. And then, can we shut down the run? Christian McCaffrey had over 100 on the ground. Trust me, that left a bad taste in Cam Jordan's mouth and the rest of that defense as we get ready to go to availability right now.
Kirk Cousins may have to throw for that many yards on Sunday, Stacey, if Dalvin Cook is unavailable to him. We will see. I know you're going to be all over it this week from London. Stacey Dales, thank you. This is just the first as we set the table for our NFL International Series. 5 games, 3 of which are being played in October in London. And then the first ever NFL game to be played in Germany in Munich is the Seattle Seahawks against Tom Brady. Good Morning Football will be in Munich, which is such a spectacular experience. We cannot wait for that. And then everything wraps up in late November in Mexico City. Really cool slate. It's been 15 years since the first international game was played for the NFL. And here we go. We're moving forward. 5 on the clock this year. So since we're in London, We're, of course, putting our UK spin on our segments. Match balls. Okay, I'm not going to say it with an accent. I'm just going to call it. We're going to give out our match balls. Will Silva had the great football with the flag on it, and he gets that, and we get to be here. So, guys, who earned your match ball
even
on
exchange.
Sunday? It's an even exchange.
This is easy for me. I'm going with Jalen Hurts. There was so much questions in the offseason. They got A.J. Brown now. But is Jalen Hurts, can he pass the ball good enough? Can he make the plays they need to win football games? Second straight game with 300-plus yards in the air and 3 touchdowns that he is responsible for. Leaving the field versus the Washington Commanders, there were MVP chants for Jalen Hurts. He is getting it done this week. He was throwing bomb after bomb yesterday, just throwing it up. Oh, A.J. Brown's down there. Here, you get one. Hey, Devontae Smith, you're on the other side? Hey, you get one too. Jalen Hurts getting it done. He got my match ball for yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go with the Cincinnati Bengals defensive end, Trey Hendrickson.
I like it.
4 tackles, 2.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. This guy was a menace out there on the football field. I got to be honest with you. I was never really a big fan of Trey Hendrickson. I didn't think his game was sexy.
Oh.
Not a Nick Bosa. He wasn't a Von Miller. But week in and week out, this guy finds a way to get to the quarterback. He is one of the best defensive ends in football, and he showed why against the New York Jets.
Absolutely. Incredible. I'm going to go with a guy who has 2 career catches, and he's got 2 touchdowns in those 2 career catches. Jelani Woods for the Indianapolis Colts. The tight end, formerly a quarterback. He's from the Atlanta area. This guy grew up going to Falcons games and watching Matt Ryan play. He went to training camp where Matt Ryan was a quarterback for the Falcons, and now he's catching not just
balls from him, touchdown passes. Jelani Woods, two catches, 13 yards, two touchdowns. That's a red zone target if I've ever seen one. He's 6'7 or something ridiculous. He's easy to find, and he capitalized. Unbelievable. Jelani Woods, you got my match ball.
He's having a perfect career. Like, he's pitching a perfect game right now. He only catches touchdowns. In the meantime, can we bring up the top leading rushers in the NFL in 2022? Just bring up all the great running backs who are running all over. Wait a second, that's a quarterback down there. Lamar Jackson is in the top five in rushing. He is in the top five in seemingly everything. And guys, I did the research. Currently on the planet Earth, there are 2,755 billionaires. 2,755. There's about to be 2,756, and his name's Lamar Jackson, who's going to sign the first ever billion-dollar contract just for playing. It's almost like Baltimore might be like, Lamar, we love you. Like, you're playing a little too well. Could you just chill a little bit so you don't have to grill us at the bank as much? I think he's been the MVP. Listen. Baltimore had a terrible loss week two against the Dolphins. That was not on Lamar. Lamar put on a one-man show and gave them a huge lead, and then the Ravens defense let it all slip away to Tua. And he was up back to his old tricks against Bill Belichick, who is an unapologetic president of the Lamar Jackson fan club and gushed about him before, after the game, probably during. Lamar Jackson, welcome to the billionaire club. You're only a couple plays away. I think the best player in the NFL this year has been Lamar Jackson. That's the guy. All right, is Joe Burrow the next great quarterback, or is he Carson Wentz with a stylist? Let's find out. He's 0-2. He's been getting hit so much, and yet he plays the Jets. And he got hit again. Don't worry about that. But so did Tyler Boyd, and he broke the tackle and went right down Broadway. Run. The Jets fans were so excited, and he got there. It's like someone finishing the New York Marathon, and their legs cramp up. It doesn't matter. You finish, you broke the tape. Jamar Chase only had 29 yards receiving, but he had a touchdown, and the Bengals are alive. They are not 0-3. 1-2 is fine. You can work with that. 27-12, Bengals win in New York.
Quick flip of the field there from green to blue because the Jets are hosting the Bengals, and now Monday night, the Giants are going to host the Cowboys. That's Saquon, that's Zeke. It's the battle of the NFC East. It's tonight in New York. We're going to have game predictions after the break.
Love game predictions. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What a beautiful sight, scene, and experience we've had here in London since landing on Saturday afternoon. It's been awesome. Everyone's been great. We're learning a lot about ourselves, frankly, as a production team. Good Morning Football. We're live in London all week long. That is Piccadilly Circus. Very busy place there yesterday. Just stay tuned because I'm sure there's going to be some shenanigans that go down, and we'll report back. Speaking of shenanigans, Lovie Smith was back in Chicago. He was a head coach there for a while. Could Justin Fields up his game. I don't know. I'm going to take you all the way to fourth quarter. The game is tied at 20. This is Cairo Santos. He's on, and he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He's good from 30. The Bears would win 23-20. Kyle, the Bears rushed 281 yards yesterday, which is the most since September of 1984.
Khalil Hurt. Oh, that's Walter Payton time.
Yes.
Matt Sui, we love you.
Right.
Nice. Atlanta traveling all the way to the West Coast, traveling to Seattle. Here we take up in the third quarter. Mariota finds Drake London, dragging defenders in, scores a touchdown, puts the Falcons up, and they would hold on to win the game.
Yeah.
We're in London, baby.
Your U-turn you just made was fantastic.
I thought OC deserved it.
You know, look at
there he is.
That is a lifetime memory that you have right now. Getting after Tom Brady in your Giants white jersey. You wish that there was a minute there you had the all whites, but it still looks good no matter what color your pants were in that highlight. It's fantastic.
That's what I'm talking about.
OC Manyoro for the Giants, a legend. Time for Monday Night Preview presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. The Giants, they're going to host the Cowboys this evening in an NFC East showdown. As a former Giant and a Super Bowl champion, OC Umenyora, you have been with us all morning. You know this rivalry all too well. We're going to start with you. What do you have your eye on in tonight's game?
Ooh, I say the New York Giants, Daniel Jones, might have been the most pressured quarterback through the first 2 weeks. How is he going to deal with that Dallas Cowboys defensive line? Mm-hmm. Those guys can come. Torrence Armstrong, I'm talking about Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Oh, DeMarcus Lawrence. These guys are flat out getting after the quarterback. Will the Giants be able to stand up? I think they will.
We're going to see, but my guy Cooper Rush on the other side. Dak Prescott goes down, and we all say stick a fork in him, they're done. Cooper Rush undefeated as a starter. Can he move to 3-0? On the other side for the Giants, Kayvon Thibodeau will be making his debut, the number 5 overall pick. Will he be able to get to Cooper Rush? We know that Cowboys offensive line is young as they've dealt with injuries. But my eyes are on Cooper. Ooh, Cooper. Let's see what he's able to do. Can he get it done?
If I was an international fan here in England or any other country, I was trying to get a jersey. We see so many jerseys. A jersey is really an investment. It costs money. You have to represent the player. I'd get a Micah Parsons jersey right now. Parsons. Young player, Dallas Cowboys, number 11. It's kind of cool. He's all over the field. When you see your jersey, you want to tune in the game and be like, that's my guy. I got the jersey. You can't miss this guy. You absolutely cannot miss him. The fact that what he did to Joe Burrow early in the season, what he does every week, he's an absolutely unstoppable force. And I think, OC, you said it perfectly. Like, the worry with Daniel Jones is the fumbles and like the happy feet. That's a nightmare. And I think it's funny. Anytime we talk to someone from the Giants, and by that I mean Sean O'Hara, it's Giants this, Giants that. And then like the 12th topic is finally, as for Daniel Jones, does this guy have it? Does this guy have it? Because they got something going. Did the quarterback have it?
I think so.
You do?
I am a Daniel Jones believer, and it's quite frankly because of the new coach who they have, Brian Daboll. I can't wait to see what the Giants do at night, because during the day, Daboll.
You know?
Daboll!
Was that horrible?
No, that was perfect. That's us.
That was a dad joke.
So I am all in on Daniel Jones. I love this guy. He was with Josh Allen last year. I think he's going to bring the best out of Daniel Jones.
The Giants are in such a tenuous situation with Daniel Jones because he's in that last of his contract rookie deal. What he was going to do this season was going to determine a lot of the future earnings and what the Giants do with him. And I had this thought a couple weeks ago about if the Giants make the playoffs, but not on the back of Daniel Jones, if it was on like a Saquon Barkley, let's say, and someone like Saquon Barkley breaks through and carries the Giants to the playoffs, what does that mean for Daniel Jones, though? Because all of a sudden, he is your quarterback in a playoff situation, but who got you there? So do you pay him? Do you stick with him? Because Saquon Barkley, he is on the precipice, I think, of returning to being Barkley. He looked unbelievable in week one. He had a great second half in week two. But what do you think that means in terms of the identity of the New York Giants?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they pay him. I know the New York Giants front office very well. Yeah. I went through numerous contract disputes with them. They know their stuff when it comes to, you know, contract disputes. I do not think that if Saquon Barkley leaves this team, I don't think they pay Daniel Jones, even though I would love to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're Saquon Barkley and you're Daniel Jones guy. Wow.
We will find out. The Brian Daboll thing is exciting because we know how they play during the day. And what are they going to do at night?
Oh, I don't know.
Daboll. I butchered the joke. It was so bad.
Daboll.
No, your brain has the shell on it.
I was curious what they were going to do at night because during the day,
Daboll. You know, there's British comedy. It's so sharp and so perfectly written. And then there was that travesty.
It's because you're wearing the same shirt on yesterday.
All right, so the Bills lost yesterday. It was a really tight game, very exciting. And then at the end, when they couldn't get the playoff, that's Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator, on the coordinator cam, just throwing his headphones, smashing his Surface. And then there appears to be a second person who puts their hand in to block the camera. We're looking at this Zapruder style now. So it's a really intense moment. We respect the competitor in him. But let's take it, guys, to make it into our own life. What is something that you have done or had happen in your own personal life that makes you have that reaction, Jason McCourty?
Yeah, I started to think about interactions with my wife, and I was like, well, she'll be watching, so that's probably not the way I want to go. But late night, sometimes you're pulling up to a fast food spot, and you want a snack. You don't just want a burger or fries. So you pull up, and you ask for whether it's a McFlurry or Frosty. And the ice cream machine.
No!
Just in the car, and I grab my Surface or whatever it is next to me, and I'm just slamming against the steering wheel, and I'm going off because I wanted this treat before I went to bed. So get the ice cream machine working so I don't have to act like Ken Dorsey.
It's incredible. Oh, so you're so happy. What makes you like that?
Oh, very, very easy. And it's similar to what you do. Now, what happens with me is I'm going somewhere. I'm at a restaurant, I'm at a fast food restaurant. I ask my wife, hey, do you want something? And she says no. And then I buy it. And then I come home. And guess what? She starts eating it.
I lose it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Heard all. That's not the beat.
Well, so you guys were with me yesterday. We show up at this pub, and we had been, we walked all over town, and like just generally, I know yours is food related, like just that's me when I'm hungry. Like that's it.
That's all I have to be is hungry.
We showed up at this pub yesterday, and I was like, nice to see all these executives. Okay, we need 3 pizzas and 48 chicken wings with 4 different sauces.
That's a lot.
And it's so bad so that during the show, I was like, I'm hungry. And someone like ran me out a sandwich because like it could look ugly. It gets ugly out here.
Jamie eats.
When the blood sugar is low, I throw things.
Forget about it.
It's bad.
We wake up very early in the morning on our usual schedule. And if you ever have a thing where, let's say the alarm is set for 4:30 and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're saying, please be like 1 o'clock. And you look at the alarm and it says 4:28. And you're couldn't it be? I need to sleep. I might as well just get up now. Ah! Makes me so angry. And it's never 3 hours before you're supposed to wake up. No. It's usually 10 seconds, and you get so furious. That's my Ken Dorsey reaction. But most importantly, as Jamie eats, Osayuma Nyora, you are awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Appreciate that.
You are so cool. And did you have fun?
It was incredible, man.
Yeah.
Incredible. This is one of the best shows I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, oh man.
We appreciate you.
Yes, I love that.
OC, if anyone has been watching for the whole 3 hours, which I hope you have, OC hasn't moved. Like, the guy is a consummate professional. He just sits here with his hand clap, and he just is like, these are my takes, and this is what I believe, because I'm a 3-time presenter of the year, 2-time Osayuma Nyora. Peter Schrager's back with us tomorrow, but we appreciate OC.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.